that you and I are sinners, all of us, and the consequences of sin is death. There's no way around it. So Jesus, God in the flesh, God's only Son, the incarnate God, came and suffered and died as a sacrifice for our sins. He suffered the death that you and I deserved for us. He became the payment for our sin. It was not God's design for man to die. If you will remember, God created the Garden of Eden, and in it was the tree of life where Adam and Eve could have eaten and lived forever. And so death came as a result of sin, and so Jesus was raised on the third day. Jesus was raised on the third day to overcome the power of Satan, which was death. Jesus left the tomb never to re-enter the tomb. And Jesus has ascended to the right hand of the Father, is in heaven, is making preparation for us. And as the Scripture tells us, Jesus will return. Jesus will return to take His children home. And this earth as we know it will be destroyed. There will be a new heaven and a new earth, the Scripture tells us. And when Jesus returns, what a great day for the children of God. But the song really asks a question for all of us to think about. In light of the greatness of the sacrifice, the greatness of the gift that God has given us, and the promise of God's return in glory and judgment and justice, can you sing with enthusiasm and confidence that it is well with your soul? That you're at peace with that? That you're good with that? That you're excited and confident in that? Because here's the great news. If you're not confident today, if it's not well with your soul, and we're not making fun of anybody, because there's all of us have been a time in our lives, maybe more than one, when it has not been well with our souls. But Jesus paid the price and calls us to the foot of a cross to be in the likeness of His death so that we can be in the likeness of His resurrection to overcome death so that it can be well with our souls. Wellness with our souls is not dependent on us. It is dependent on our response to Jesus and His sacrifice and our desire to follow Him and to live lives in service and devotion to God, that our lives become our worship to God. So, great, great song that makes us think, is it well with our souls? Because that's why Jesus came. That is the power of the gospel. The power of the gospel that Jesus can take care of us. I don't see Him anymore. I don't know what's happened to the commercials. The OxyClean commercials. You remember the OxyClean commercials? The OxyClean can clean anything, right? Well, that's the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus can cleanse anything, any stain. Any stain, it can cleanse it. And that's what the Apostle Paul will tell us. We've been studying about Paul, right? And the greatness of the conversion of Paul. Paul's life made a change. It was not a superficial change. It was indeed a deep change that Paul saw went from this great persecutor of the church who actually drug people out of their homes, out of their synagogues, put them to death, to actually suffering shipwrecks and beatings and persecutions for the cause of Christ. Because that's what the gospel does for us. That's what the power of Jesus does. It changes our lives. And Paul, while he said, I was chiefest of sinners, but what? He had confidence in who he believed in. It was well with Paul's soul. Not because Paul had become a great apostle, but because Paul had become a believer in the truth of Jesus Christ. The power of Jesus Christ is the one who makes all the difference. That's really enough today, isn't it? That's enough. So that's going to be it today. We're going to make that enough. Because let me tell you something. That was not my prepared sermon. We're going to talk about James and Peter and the difference in the answer to their prayers. And we're still going to talk about that. But I'm going to tell you, that's enough, because that's the power of the gospel. That's the power of the gospel message. The recognition that we are sinners and that judgment is sure and just, but that Jesus died to pay a price for us. We sang the question, and I'm going to ask the question, is it well with your soul? And if it's not well with your soul today, why don't you come while we stand and sing, or talk with us after service. You can speak with me or one of our shepherds or anybody here. We want to help you with that. If you're not a Christian, but you believe, if you believe that Jesus, this man, I'm going to tell you, you two almost missed it. I'm offering an invitation. If you believe this man Jesus was and is the Son of God, the Son of God. Historically, we know he existed. It's not myth or fantasy. This man Jesus of Nazareth was the Son of God who willfully surrendered his will to the will of God and gave his life, the perfect lamb, and paid the price for us. If you believe that, then the next question is, are you willing to submit to his will? To confess him as Lord? And that's a big question. It's an adult question. It's a mature question. It's a mature question because I can believe it, because here's what the scripture tells us. The demons believe and tremble. The demons believe and tremble, but they're not willing to submit to the lordship of Jesus. That he is king, king of our lives. That we're willing to be washed in his blood. If you're not a Christian today, you've not been washed in the waters of baptism, we invite you to come and be cleansed. Isn't that a great thing, the thought of being cleansed? Whatever stains you may have, no matter how deep they are, the blood of Jesus cleanses them. And we stand whole and pure before God, not because of our righteousness, but because of his. And as we talked about a couple of weeks ago, for those of us who are Christians and have wandered away, the Father hasn't turned his back on us. He hasn't turned his back on you. He's looking down the road, hoping and waiting for you to come home. Welcomed back, not as a slave, not as a servant, but as a child. That's the love that God has for us. But each of us gets to make a choice. God doesn't force that on us. He's paid the price. And he says, to all who are willing, come, come, and I will give you rest. If you need to come today, do that while we stand and sing.